It's not something that I thought I would do, but we are loving it. I'm loving it. And you do it for love, and so it's kind of nourishing the soul.
Kim Shilton and her husband Peter have a new appreciation for the humble apple. They know a Jonathan from a Jonna Gold and a Gravenstein from an Orange Pippin. You could say they've become apple snobs. But when you're the relatively new owners of a 100-year-old apple orchard in Tasmania's Tamar Valley, who's to argue? Hi, I'm Sarah Abbott. The Shiltons wanted to move back to Tasmania from the Australian mainland to give their three young boys a country lifestyle. And they've ended up here at Lagana in the north of the state.
Really interesting story. My husband's is from Tasmania, and I was here when I was young, doing my year 12 and in my early 20s. And we did what many Tasmanians do, and we flew the coop, so to speak, and spent many years on the mainland. And we came back one Christmas with our boys, and it just felt like the right time to bring them back to Tasmania. And we looked around for a property. It needed to be convenient to town and all those types of things. And my husband was away for the weekend, and he said, look, I really think you should go and have a look at that farm down at Lagana. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I've got the three boys by myself. No, you're not here. No, I really think you should go do it. So I went and brought the boys down, and we walked the property, and I just fell in love with it. And within half an hour, I had rung my husband and said, Pete, it's the one. And I had an offer in on it. Pete hadn't even seen it. And we just fell in love with it. And then we got here and we went, oh my God, we've got a 100-year-old apple orchard.
And so you've been in the apple farming game now for about 2 years. What have been some of the biggest surprises or challenges in that time?
We've had an interesting time in terms of the first year that we were here. Our first season was one of the best seasons on record. And then this season's been one of the worst seasons on record. So we feel like that we've got the full extremes of what it will be like in terms of managing an orchard in our first, you know, couple of years. So we've had
The whole gamut.
Steep learning curve. You know, one of the stresses about that is we've actually had some, you know, good people supporting us and are expecting the product. And now, you know, when you had a good season, you thought that was fantastic and everything was okay. Then you've got a bad season and now you're really stretching to be able to supply those people. And also when people have put so much faith in you, when you're starting out, that's difficult.
You really want to be able to deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. Because once you're open, you can't let people down.
You were saying earlier apple farming provides a really nice contrast to some of the other work that you and your husband Peter do.
It does. It provides an outlet which is more tangible in nature. Both my husband and I are very much in sort of, you know, service industries, desk jobs, etc., which, you know, we love as well, but there's something really grounding and nourishing about doing something on the land, producing good food. I have sort of an environmental science background, so this particular farm enables me to, you know, have bush that I can protect. You know, we are taking the farm to more sort of sustainable organic practices, you know, so it gives myself and my husband an outlet in terms of walking the talk, if you like.
Apple growing is an old industry in Tasmania. Have you found it a difficult one to break into?
Not really. We've got the support, I think, of the former owner who lives next door. His name's Stephen Simmons, who's been fabulous in terms of, you know, almost handing over the baton. And we couldn't have done it without that. Stephen spent the first year virtually side by side with my husband Peter, teaching the ropes as far as apple growing. I had done horticulture very early in my career, so albeit I haven't practiced it for a long, long time, I have a reasonable understanding. So, you know, I think that's proven useful because I can hear what Stephen's saying, I understand the concepts and I can then apply it type thing. But yeah, it seems like within the valley there's kind of a real changing of the guard, and I'm aware of a couple of other situations where the older farmers are moving out and they're kind of handing over the baton to the new farmers.
But they are definitely welcoming to the new ones.
And I found them welcoming. Yeah, because they'd like to see it continue. They'd like to see what they've spent their lifetimes building continue on. Yeah.
Since moving here and taking on farming apples, Kim, what is your relationship with the humble apple right now?
It's actually really amazing in terms of the quality of the apples that we get here from the farm compared to what we were used to. They're just a completely different product. And all of us now, we're complete apple snobs, and we don't eat apples out of season, and we only eat our own. And I'm travelling to and from Sydney every couple of weeks, and I just refuse.
Turning your nose up at apples everywhere you go.
Turning my nose up at apples everywhere I go. So I guess our relationship with apples is that it's a much better one. I mean, we now really look forward to apple season, and, you know, that's kind of a staple across the, you know, growing season, 5 or 6 months a year. And then none of us eat it for the rest of the year and look forward to the next season.